This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay. The Wedding Notebook is a quarterly online magazine and a website for the modern bride. Andros is a former banker with his fair share of experience in wedding planning, armed with a great interest in fashion and a detailed understanding of the anatomy of men's suit, because he's really suit up today. He now shares his knowledge and passion with grooms-to-be through the Wedding Notebook together with Chai Yen Wong, who served many years in the graphic design industry and has been creative director for like more than 10 years. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So first of all, Andros, former banker, and now you are a wedding magazine publisher. How did that come about?
Interesting. I started my banking career in commercial banking, ended up in investment banking doing credit risk management. Part of my job was to assess the viability of businesses. And after going through so many business proposals and things like that, I decided that, you know, I should do my own.
So a wedding magazine is viable?
Yes, it is. I think it's a very big industry, actually.
Really? Yeah. But you know, there's so many wedding magazines out there. What makes yours so different from them?
We are actually quite different in the way that we have...
We are a well-curated magazine. We actually select the stories that we have, carefully select them, the vendors as well. I think one of the key differences that we have is we are a free magazine.
A free magazine.
Yes, and we are available online on our website as well as on issue.com. Mm.
And like you said, it's an online magazine, but you also have these stories, right, featured on your website, and also you have very active social media on Facebook. So why not just a website with the content? Why are you specifically in a layout of a magazine?
Okay, previously I'm actually a publishing designer, so I really love the idea of flipping on magazines. But I guess like magazines, like we most of the time we say that it is not dead, it's just evolving. People are going online right now, and it's just some joy of like sitting down and just flipping through it in a visual manner. Mm-hmm. So that's what our online magazine do. We compile the best compilation from the blog date in the month and quarter and just put it in a magazine. So that's what the magazine do. And the blog is more of like a daily post that just keep up with the other stories.
Right, so the blog would be more of generating content.
Correct.
And then you will probably select a few stories from the blogs to be featured in the magazine.
Yep.
And then, yeah, your magazine features love stories. something like a case study, I would say, for wedding events. So how do you select these weddings?
They are of a few angles. It has to be either very interesting place, venue, idea, or themes. And it must be shot by, of course, photographers that we approve in a way that standard of the quality of the shoot must be of a certain way. Because, like, again, I'm a publishing designer. I'm very particular with pictures that we choose. And so, in a way, we're also recommending good photographers, good vendors that people should explore more. So some of them can be really new, but really good quality, which rarely you see their work. But when we find them, we will be more than pleased to share them with our readers.
Well, Andros, you were saying that the wedding industry is large, right? It's really big out there. Just give us the scale.
I think on average, I think there are probably 400,000 weddings in Malaysia, or 400,000 couples are getting married a year.
A year.
That's a lot.
We have wedding every weekend now.
Yeah. I actually got a lot of weddings coming up, which I have to attend. I was just joking with Cheyenne. I need to start a wedding fund. Not for my own, but for the weddings that I have to attend.
Okay. So those love stories that you feature, is that part of the revenue stream? Do you make money from the stories?
No, we don't. Unlike other wedding magazines who seem to feature works of their advertisers, or we don't. We are trying to create a platform for new upcoming vendors, like a photographer who does not have the budget to advertise in big magazines, where they will come to. They can come to us, and if we find the work interesting, we will feature it without any charge.
But for example, photographers as well, there's so many of them out there.
Yes, there is a lot.
And there's a lot of new yes. photographers as yes. well. So, and then, so how would you, you know, offer a platform for all of them?
We don't offer our vendor listing or our features to all photographers. Their work must be of quality, I would say. A certain standard must be met.
So being reviewed every day. Yeah.
We have a team who actually scours the internet to find stories. Or we go out and meet photographers and ask if they've got interesting things that they want to feature. And, you know, we just open the door for them. Mm-hmm. You know? We have a lot of talented photographers in Malaysia. But unfortunately, a lot of them don't get their work published or be seen by the public. So that's the whole reason why we are here. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. We wanted like most of the bright out there to discover this actually very affordable photographers who are really talented and good. And that's, I guess, what we are trying to do. We are trying to make a shift in this industry that there are a lot of very talented and good vendors and decorators that you can actually do it for a fraction of the price.
Mm-hmm. And when you mention vendors, photographers are one of them. Who are the rest of the vendors?
Wedding planners, videographers, bridal gown designers, wedding venues,
mm-hmm.
Flowers decorators, yeah, things like that.
And you feature mostly Malaysian talents, right?
Mostly Malaysian talents, but we do feature talents within the region. For example, designers. I think a lot of people, I think one of the most sought after designer right now is Monique Lule. And she is actually from Philippines.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's been dressing A-listers from Hollywood and the world.
Okay. So tell us, how did issue.com, mm-hmm. right? That's where you publish your magazines. Yes. How did that help you in your business?
Initially, when we started, we wanted to find a platform where our readers could read our magazine for free. So after scouring, you know, going through the internet, we stumbled upon issue.com and we started publishing, you know, we used their services to publish our magazine. Little do we know, we were selected by them to be one of the top 5 wedding magazines on their platform. And kind of like exposed us to 80 million users that they have, and kind of and at the same time launched us to become a regional magazine instead of just being a Malaysian magazine.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I think that actually it helped us to create a platform for Asia region. This region, designer and photographers to get out there, because you see, like all the overseas beautiful wedding websites, is all just featuring people from
the West,
their country, yeah. right? So this is like for the first time they see like, wow, Asia actually do very interesting bridal portraits, very interesting motion yeah. video for their bridal portraits. So, I mean, compared to the States, their people are mostly doing very lifestyle shoot, very casual. But we actually tend to be quite creative, actually, in Philippines and even in Malaysia. And of course, we shoot things like destination shoot, like you mentioned, we do in Europe. And these are like rare. People in the States never see things like that before. So it kind of wow them, the kind of photography skill that we have and our talents here. Mm.
Yeah. Well, do you think that you're creating an unrealistic expectation to how a wedding should be in Malaysia, because things are getting more expensive here? We'll find out more after this. We have Andros Xavier Chan and Wong Chayan. They are the co-founders of Wedding Notebook. It's an online, quarterly online magazine for modern bride. You've been listening to Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Built for marketeers. BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay. In the studios is Andros Xavier Chan and Wong Chayan. They are the founders of The Wedding Notebook, which is a quarterly online magazine that features wedding stories, vendors, and supporting talents from around the region. And thank you to issue.com. You've been featured internationally. So do you think you're creating an unrealistic expectation to how weddings should be?
Actually, put it this way, wedding is expensive, and as it is even before we come in, people are spending more than enough, more than they have. So what we are actually creating right now is to introduce people of that value, because it actually pains our heart to see people spending so much money on
the wedding.
Yeah, but
that lasts for a day.
But it's they are using photographers that are not of the quality. They are getting gown from China that is not worth the value. So we're actually introducing options now with better quality. And actually on our website we have a range of very affordable photographers to very high notch photographers, of course, but it depends on how much you can afford. So we actually list them all down because we feel that they are of quality. So you pay according to your style, according to what you can afford, and you approach them. So in a way we have created actually a better options. And our wedding website, we also have a checklist of for you to DIY your wedding, how you plan your own wedding, what kind of question you should ask your vendor and all those things. So we, if you can afford it, hire a wedding planner. That's the easiest thing. But if you can't, we also have tips for you to do the other way, because we also believe that everyone has their own budget. So
Yeah, and I noticed you actually offer tools for like bride to be or groom to be to plan their own wedding, or for example there's a you given the template for wedding invitations. I think I noticed that, but now one thing is the business side. How are you getting the money for the wedding notebook?
Typically we are like any publication, a very simple business model where we make our money through advertising on our website as well as on our magazine. But what sets it apart is that we have a team that actually comes up with campaigns for advertisers. So we don't just place an ad for an for advertiser. We come up with a campaign for them. Yeah.
What would the campaign be?
For example, we had a campaign with YTL where we gave away a honeymoon in Bali. So that was like to drive traffic to their website, to our website, and to for readers to find out like creative places that they interesting places that they can have their weddings. Another example would be our collaboration with Eastern and Oriental Hotel. We actually gave the idea to our readers that it's a great place to have your bachelorette weekend getaway. You know, so we gave away I think a weekend getaway to four lucky girls. So for her, the bride and her bridesmaids, you know, to just get away, relax. Yeah.
Okay. Because I think that there's just so many things online and there's just information overloaded. So honestly, advertisers have to begin to shift as well their model of how they invest in advertisement. People need to find things interesting to read right now, and that's what we do for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to give them like typically a hotel is known for to a venue for you to have your reception, you know. But like in the case of E&O, we wanted to give them, you know, our readers the idea that, you know, you could do other things besides your wedding there.
Right. And Chayan, you have many, many years of experience in the publishing industry. So printing versus online magazine, which is more demanding?
I have to say online magazine. It's actually, I mean, printing, we still have time to rest. You still have time to laze after you close the issue. But an online magazine is actually like full on. It's a magazine, it's a blog, it's a social media and everything. It's almost the whole day.
So on a daily basis, you have to update.
Yep. It's more constant because people demand that of an online magazine, actually, or online platform per se. If you slow down in your text and stories, you just, you know, miss out on.
Okay. How many do you have in a team working for you now?
Right now, we've got 8 of us. It started off with just the 2 of us, Tryon and I. We founded the business. Initially, then we roped in a writer/editor. Right now, we have 8 of us. Sales managers, designers, writers, and interns.
Okay, so far, which has been the most impressive wedding that you've come across? Now there's 8th issue, right? Oh, the 8th issue is coming up this month.
Yes, this month. Probably next week, one to two weeks. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, in this 8 issues, which has been the most impressive wedding that you've came across?
Okay, I was just sharing that. I think that it is not in the magazine. This story, particularly, that we really like is about this couple that just have both their parents there. So it's just 6 people at the wedding. It's really beautiful because I guess it draws you back to the original meaning of wedding, just having it with people that matters to you and dropping out all the, you know,
the fluff.
Yeah. So it's actually meaningful and they just sit down and have a dinner. So yeah.
Actually, this couple really flew in from Kazakhstan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Just to have their wedding here. And they just invited both their parents.
Wow, in Malaysia, they have the wedding here.
Yep. Yes.
And it's not featured in
On our blog.
Okay. So what's your plan for the wedding notebook? Do you plan to finally have a printed magazine or?
We do have plans, but we're going to see how things pan out over the next year. But we are planning a interesting collaboration with our wedding vendors and partners for an event next year.
Okay. Yeah. Something something like an expo, you're not going to tell us?
It's not going to be an expo.
It's really going to change the mindset of what a wedding event is.
Yes.
Okay, so your vision is to kind of shift the wedding industry in Malaysia?
Yes, from your typical wedding expo to show something different.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Andrew Xavier Chan and Wong Chayan. They are the co-founders of The Wedding Notebook, which is a quarterly online magazine that can be found at theweddingnotebook.com. Thank you for listening. With me, Angeline Tay, this is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.